listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Fuck the shit, fuck the fucking shit, fuck shit, the fuck shit, the shit.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 57.
57, right? Part 1, John.
Part 1.
And it's the Father's Day special.
Right.
Because it's Father's Day, and John and I are fathers.
Yes, we're dads.
The both of us.
Yeah.
How was your Father's Day?
It was good, man.
What'd you do?
I kept myself from throwing up most of the day.
Why? Did you eat something? Like, did you eat a green sausage again? A Greek,
no,
gray,
no.
Green sausage?
Green sausage. No, the daughter had a recital yesterday and today, and I went to it yesterday.
What is that, a recital?
It's like a dance recital.
Dance recital,
yeah.
Okay.
And she was doing tumbling and pretty good, you know.
Nice.
She's doing the round off to a handspring, back handspring.
Wow.
And
back flip-flop?
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah. So we came home and the lovely wife hooked it up so we'd have a nice barbecue. So my peas came, the wife's peas set up the whole thing, and then various family members came over, some neighbors came over. And we began to drink heavily, and
everybody
pretty much, yeah. We're sitting out on the deck till about 1 a.m. drinking Flirtinis.
Never heard of it.
It's like Chambord and cranberry juice or something, and champagne and vodka. And you just mix up a giant batch of it, and you just pour it, keep pouring and pouring and pouring.
And it goes down easy.
And it's,
huh,
like fucking Kool-Aid. And then we ran out of that, so I made apple teenies. And I think I was the only one drinking those. So I had like 2 of those after I had about 6 of the other ones. And I was literally, how I got up the fucking stairs, I don't know. I don't remember people leaving. My mother-in-law doesn't remember going to bed. The wife slept downstairs the whole night. I slept upstairs, but I kept waking up, man. I took about 4 of those migraines and 4 Advil,
mm-hmm,
and it didn't do jack shit but make me really nauseous. And then I took a big shit, man. It must have been like 5 feet long.
Well, wait a minute.
I was standing. It was still touching my a-hole.
Oh, and then it kind of when you do pinch it off, it slides down your taint.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It kind of licks your taint as it's, it's brutal, man.
You're taking all these Advils and stuff. Was that what do they call it? Premeditative? Premedicated? Did you do that because you think you were going to get a headache?
Preemptive.
Yeah, or did you already have a headache?
I did the Advil first, thinking I was going to get one. And then I did the migraines at about 4 a.m.
Because you had one?
Oh, my God. I wanted to go out in the garage and get a drill and drill a hole right over my eyebrow to relieve the pressure.
People who do that get addicted to it.
I've heard about that.
Drilling holes in their head.
I might start doing it, man, because the pain was unbelievable.
Well, did you drink water? That's the key.
I did. Well, not as much as I should have.
Like,
during.
Before you go to bed, you drink at least 32 ounces. That would be a liter for you non-septics, around a liter.
I drank quite a bit. And then I drank more throughout the night because I was sweating like crazy. Like I had an infection or something, you know.
Well, it could be
fever.
Because it's goddamn hot again.
Yeah.
In the Illinois, in the Chicagoland area.
It was hot. I don't know what happened at home. The air conditioner was set to 69. It was 81 in the house. So something's not
Somebody
going.
Left the door open.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't looking forward to the hot weather at all, John. At all.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's going to, we had such a nice spring and start of summer, and then they're telling us, okay, it's going to be in the 90s, heat index in the hundreds. And I wasn't looking forward to it at all, except I remembered that when it is that hot, the women wear barely nothing
right.
in Chicago. And that makes it all worthwhile, John.
Yes, absolutely.
All worthwhile.
Scotters. You going through puberty again there, buddy?
I am.
So the whole day, man, was just late. I didn't even get out of bed until about 11.
It's Father's Day. You should be able to right. stay in. Guess what time I got up, John? 6:30. I had to get up at 6:30.
Why?
Well, first of all, my 2-year-old son climbed out of his crib and walked in our room at 2:30 a.m.
Yeah.
So instead of the wife getting out of bed and bringing him back to the crib, she just dumps him right in the middle of us. And he's one of these restless sleep. He's not really restless sleeping. I mean, he's passed out. You cannot wake him up, but he's all over the place. Kicking you, hitting you, pinching you, whatever. And just so that's disruptive to begin with. And then at 6:30, the dog decides to take a crap in the bathroom.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, I just don't understand it. The night before, I took him for a walk, and he has a trouble crapping on a walk. He's got to be off his leash.
Right. He doesn't like you standing there watching.
Right. So I took him to the park. I let him go, and I brought one of the little baggies, you know, so I could pick up his crap.
Yeah.
He takes the biggest crap ever. This is the night before. So I pick it up. I scoop it up. I tie him a little bag.
Steamy.
And then I throw it in somebody else's garbage on the way home. So anyway, right after I get wrapping the one up, he goes and he takes another monstrous crap. What and the? I don't have a bag for that.
He's been Oh, no.
Well, so I figure, well, it's 10:30 at night. Nobody's going to come around.
Oh, dude.
So I left it there.
I'd fucking kill you.
I left it there, and I the next morning I did pick it up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
you
I
went
did.
Back.
I went back and I picked it up. But so I figured he's all crapped out. For the week, this dog is all crapped out. But he must have eaten something because he had shits and this smell just...
Oh.
It just overpowers you and wakes you up.
Repugnant.
You could be in the greatest sleep you've ever had, and you're not going to be able to overcome this.
Oh, no.
So I had to get up at 6:30, clean that up. So then I'm awake. So then I take him out to make sure everything else is okay. And then I figure, well, I can run over and get that other load he dropped. And it's 6:30 on Sunday. Nobody's going to be up. I can throw it in somebody else's garbage again. So I took care of that. But I was up at 6:30. But today I did get to take a nap.
Nice.
2.5-hour nap today, John.
Not me.
No.
I was.
You woke up at 11.
Yeah, I woke up at
Did you want to take a nap at 11:30?
No, I didn't really sleep at all. I slept about 2 hours till 11. Then my son came up and said, "Happy Father's Day, Dad. Time to eat breakfast." And my wife attempted to make me an omelet. She did a pretty good job, except it was all runny on the inside.
Oh, she doesn't make omelets normally?
No, I do it.
Oh, I see.
I'm the omelet guy. Actually, I do them like 3-4 eggs, and I was telling Rick about that. We're here talking about it, remember?
Right, I do six eggs omelets.
Yeah, Rick's like, what? You only use 2, and then you put it in the oven. You don't flip them. I said, you don't?
Oh, I flip.
Because
he
does them
mine.
Like really
I
thin.
I fold them.
Yeah, he does them like really thin and folds them or whatever. But I flip them. I flip a big giant egg cake
chunk
right onto the, you know, it's an 8-inch pan. And he goes, "That's a quiche, man. That's not a fucking omelet." Because mine are like about 4 inches thick once you fold them over.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? No, I flip it to cook the other side.
I know what you're saying. It's hotter than hell in here.
Is it?
God damn it.
I got a fan on me, so.
We are not in the home studio. We are in the band studio.
Right.
Which no longer has air conditioning because we had to board it up.
Yeah.
Because the sound was escaping through there and the neighbors were calling the cops.
That's right.
So it is hotter than hell in here.
It's fucking hot, yeah. I mean, I got the fan on me and it just feels like it's somebody's blowing their breath on me. That's it.
So what'd you get for Father's Day? Anything cool?
Knob Creek. And tickets to...
which I'm savoring right now.
Yes. And tickets to...
you going
to
invite me?
Blue Man Group. No.
Oh.
Because the wife gives it to me and I open it up. Oh, two tickets. Great. And I look at the date. It's our anniversary.
Oh,
July
right.
16th. Nice. So I have to take the
That's
wife.
That's the way to do it.
Because I did say, I go, I could take Scott, right? Well, oh, well, it's our anniversary, you know. Oh, okay. So this really isn't a gift for me.
Right. Thanks. It's the thought that counts. Thanks. You know I want to do something with Scott.
And we're like in the front row for Blue Man Group.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Yeah. You get spit on and they whip marshmallows at you and shit. And you got to, they give you ponchos to wear. Because nice. You get paint all over you.
Nice.
I've seen them before. It's cool. I like it.
Well, my Father's Day started out Saturday morning at 8:30, John.
Yeah?
I had a massage with Gary.
Oh, yeah. And Scott puts on the forums that he surfs for my gay porn.
Oh, you saw
fag.
That. So... Yeah, Gary, and I talked about Gary Massage before, and I think he's got a thing for me. Because he knew who I was, and he talked about things that we had talked about last time I was there. It was maybe 3 months ago.
Oh, see.
And but he did something that I didn't like at all. Usually, you know, he gets in there with the elbow. He finds a knot, and he'll rub it out with his elbow. And then the overall massage, he does the arms, the legs, and then he finishes up with the neck. What he does is he pulls your head off. He tries
right.
to. And it feels so good. But while he was doing that, and so when you're on your stomach and you get the back going, right? Then it's like, oh, when he finds those knots,
stomach.
There's like some pain. You know, when he drives his elbow into it, there's a little bit of pain. But once you flip over onto your back, John, it's all good. The arms, the legs, the calves, the feet.
Right.
And then the neck where he tries to pull your head off, which is the most relaxing goddamn thing. But anyway, this time he did this thing where I don't even know what they're called, but they're like the muscles that hold your neck to your shoulders.
Yeah.
And they kind of, they're like, they raise up a little bit, like a butterfly shrimp.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
those?
Saying? I don't know what those are.
Trapezius or?
But he, and I, the guy's got the strongest hands on the planet. He took his thumb and his forefinger, his ring finger.
Shoved it up your ass.
No, I wish he did because it would have been more pleasurable than what he did to my muscles. He pinched the thing that connects your neck to your shoulder. It was the most excruciating thing I've ever had except for a vasectomy. I'm like, what is he doing? I'm supposed to be relaxing here. This is the end of it. So then I left the massage. I met the wife and kids at Maggiano's.
Right. Oh.
And I ate so much. I was done for the day. And I wish I had a nap on Saturday, but I didn't. I had to keep going.
You fag.
But then Sunday, woke up and you know, got the happy Father's Day from the kids and all.
Yeah.
Then I did get my 2.5 hour nap today.
Nice.
Then we had to meet the in-laws at the Outback.
You fag.
And they picked up the tab, which was sweet. And so I had
at Maggiano's?
No, at the Outback today. Oh. We were at the Outback. We were there at 11 because they opened at 11 on Mother's and Father's Day.
Scott, you fag.
And then I asked the dad, not the dad, the father-in-law, because he's a cop.
You fag.
And I don't know if you've heard about this, John, but the Supreme Court ruled that cops no longer have to knock on the door and
right.
announce their
I
presence.
Know. I saw that.
That they can just bust right in now. And so I asked him about that. I said, hey, I read this. I'm sure you've heard about this, and I wanted to know how they informed the police force about
right.
this.
Stop.
So you he said, yeah, we heard about that ruling, and it's really going to help in a lot of cases. And my father-in-law is the most straight-laced guy you're going to meet. So when he interprets this, he interprets it as, well, yeah, now when I have a known drug dealer, I'm not going to knock anymore. I'm just going to knock the door down, and I'm going to catch the guy. But if it's somebody that I still have to go get probable cause and I don't know this person, I'm still going to knock. I'm still going to do that formality.
Oh, so they leave it up to the cop's discretion.
Right, they leave it up to the cop's discretion. Now, my father-in-law is really straight-laced, but how many cops are like that? I don't know. But I'm telling you this, John. They still have to get probable cause to show up at your door. So they still have to get the warrant to show up at your door. But once that gets modified by the Supreme Court,
yeah,
we're back in Nazi Germany, man. They're going to be busting down the goddamn doors, and that's it. They're going to drag you out of your homes. They're going to take you either to Gitmo or 25 miles offshore, and nobody's ever going to hear from you again.
National security, Scott.
It's goddamn ridiculous.
It's all about national security.
Goddamn ridiculous, John. But my father-in-law, he said, well, we'll probably have this for about 6 or 7 years, but there's going to be some of these rogue cops, and it's going to make national headlines, and it's going to be overturned.
Yep.
We hope. And that's the way it goes. And that will be the case, I think, if the Bush regime gets out of office. And they're trying so hard to go to war with Iran.
Oh, I know.
But Russia and everybody else is just telling the Bush to cool his jets. Heels. Can you cool his heels?
You just blow on them.
Cool your jets there, W. We're going to work this thing out. But so the W is going to try to fight. He's going to have to try to manufacture something.
Are you having some Knob Creek over there, man?
I'm enjoying the Knob Creek, John. Very much so.
Wow.
And of all the liquors, John, Knob Creek affects my speech the most.
Does it?
Yes. So it should be an exciting podcast. Oh, and the other thing that happened to me, I don't know if you have anything else about Father's Day, but the other thing that fucking happened to me, my iPod, it went out.
Yeah.
It's out for 2 weeks. I can't get the thing fucking booted up. So on Saturday, I have the opportunity, after my massage with Gary, to stop at an Apple store. But before I go, I see, well, let's see if it's still broken, right? The frickin' thing works.
Of course.
It works.
It always does.
So I download a whole bunch of shit. I got Spike and Rachel. I got all the new Pendulettes. I went out and I got the Preston Buttons and the Word Whore. I got the Punky.
Air out my shorts. That's the show.
Yeah, air out my shorts. I just downloaded a ton of shit.
A Brazilian podcast.
And I'm so psyched now that my podcast is back online and I'm going to get back in the game, John.
Yeah.
So I listen to Spike and Rachel episode 28, and I have to stop. It was like an hour and 10 minutes or something. So I have to stop at like 40 minutes and I'll pick it up later. And so I do weekend stuff. And then I, today, I picked it up and I listened to 20 minutes of it.
Yeah.
And then the fucking podcast just froze. And I couldn't get the goddamn thing rebooted again. So now I'm taking it in, whenever that is. Even if it still works.
And you're going to whip it on the ground as hard as you can. Right in front of the
guy. I felt like whipping it on the ground right then. I was like, God damn it.
Damn it. Jesus Christ.
So I got to deal with that shit, but I probably won't get back there until next weekend, which pisses me off.
Probably.
Because I'm so falling so far behind, John,
in
my podcast listening. But let me just talk about, and I think it's divine intervention. Now I'm more, I was atheist last week. Now I'm more of a deist. I think that the supreme being is in charge. You know why, John?
No.
Because he made my podcast work just long enough so that I could hear Spike and Rachel episode 28.
Yeah.
Have you listened to that episode?
No, not yet, man.
Oh.
I've been so fucking busy with baseball games and shit.
All right.
And in-laws being over the past 2 weeks. And we're live here at AKC Total Dog Nonsense with John Scott.
He's John.
I'm Scott.
Whoa.
I mean, he's Scott. Duh. What's with that Cookie the Clown, man?
All right, well, let me get back to Spike and Rachel, because it is divine intervention that I was able to listen to episode 28.
Yeah.
This is the must-listen-to episode of the year, John.
No doubt.
Of the year. And I'll tell you why right now. First of all, he had a guest. I'm sure he's had guests in the past, but this guest stayed the whole show. The guest was Evil B, who I have no idea who Evil B is.
Evil B!
I know that he wants to get into film, and he's one of Spike's friends.
Sweet.
So it was Evil B, Spike, and Rachel, and I guess before they started the podcast, they were completely hammered. I'm not sure about Rachel, but Spike definitely was.
Awesome.
But...
I love you, man.
And the thing that attracts me to Spike and Rachel...
So we got no sound bites?
We have no sound bites. We have none because I didn't have time to do any goddamn sound bites or anything. I wanted to get Papooch sound bites because I had a thesis on his evil... Not his evil genius, but his idiot savantness. And I was going to prove that. So maybe we'll do that next week.
Idiot savantness.
And then we got a big guest next week, John. I don't know if we want to talk about it now, but it's a big guest in the science community. We don't want to give any names.
Right.
But next week we have a huge guest.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who this is if they pay attention to science. And he's agreed to come on our show because we inspired one of his latest theories. All right, then. Getting back to Spike and Rachel. So Spike gets completely hammered, okay? And he's got the Evil Bee on. This is episode 28. It is a must listen to.
You guys can see Scott. It's like he's really talking to somebody. The hands are going.
Well, the thing about Spike and Rachel is when you listen to Spike and Rachel, it's honest. They're not going to say whatever because there's no spin.
Right.
It's the true no spin zone, John. It's honest.
No spin.
And you get Spike hammered and you can... Up that honesty by 10.
He goes all out.
It's not only honest, but he tells you stuff that nobody has the balls to talk about. Like in this episode, episode 28, there's a lot of shit. There's a lot of poopy talk, John. I don't know if that's going to turn some people off, but Spike was being honest about being constipated.
Yeah.
And he talks about some of the things that are required when you are constipated. And then he and Evil B get into a conversation about how to prepare yourself, if you are a man, how to prepare yourself to receive a blowjob. And they get into the hygiene and the just the whole thought behind it, the detail about what they're thinking. And the thing that I really loved about the show was the honesty amped up by 10. You're not going to hear.
And Rachel's there the whole time listening.
Yeah, she's there the whole time. She's offering her opinion. So what happens is at like the hour mark, they took a break, and when they came back, Spike was he showed some concern for what he had talked about in the first hour, that it may have been over the top or it may have been over the edge. But I'm telling Spike right here, keep pushing that. Push that, man, because that is what is going to make me keep listening. I am so jazzed about episode 28. It is a must-listen-to episode from Spike and Rachel.
So you're giving a Spike and Rachel episode review.
I'm giving them... How many Spiny Normans can I give it? I give it the max Spiny Normans for episode 28.
That's quite an endorsement.
And the other thing I like about Spike and Rachel is they try different things. Like, for us, you and me, it's pretty much the same... format, so to speak.
Yeah.
And we try different things within that format. What I like about Spike and Rachel is they do things completely outside of a format. There really is no format. Except the two of them talk. That's it.
Right.
But in what context do they talk? Is it this way, that way? And the video... Oh, the other thing. There's this all this talk about Diet Coke and Mentos videos.
Yeah.
And the best Diet Coke and Mentos video you're going to find is on Spike and Rachel.
Yeah.
The money shot in the slow-mo. That is the greatest
Spike
thing out
it
there.
In the face.
Right.
It's great. Yeah, that's no doubt. I didn't know that really worked, too. I mean, that's like all over the internet.
Well, what I want to know is if you swallowed, let's say you drank a can really quickly of Diet Coke and then you popped a Mentos, what would happen?
Oof. I don't know. I saw one where some chick in the UK or something, she does it and she drinks it and just, you know, throws some Mentos in her mouth and then she chugs a bottle and it's splashing everywhere and then her whole body explodes. It's pretty good.
Well, that wasn't real.
It was real, man.
Like a snuff film?
Yeah.
A Diet Coke Mentos
like
snuff
little
film?
Pieces of flesh and meat flying everywhere in slow-mo. It's good.
Yeah, so then, anyway, the iPod shits out with like 10 minutes left or 5 minutes left on episode 28 of Spike and Rachel. It just locks up on me, and then it won't reboot.
Oh.
And I'm pissed because they have another episode out there, and I wanted to see if they got any feedback from episode 28.
Wow.
So I don't know. I don't know. But the must-listen-to episode 20. And last year, remember we did the top 10 podcasts?
Yeah.
Episodes of the year? This one, episode 28,
yeah.
Must be on the top 10. It's fantastic, John.
We got to do another top 10. I was thinking about that today. And now I can't remember the top 10 I was thinking about.
The category of top 10?
It was like top 10. You know, we've done the Christmas movies, but we haven't done like comedies or, you know, we've done like best
most
movies.
Watchable.
Yeah, but we haven't done the categories of movies.
And we love movies, John. Oh, one more thing about Spike and Rachel. Can you tell I'm completely in love with him? And if
what
I,
the fuck is this? AK? Is this Total Talk Nonsense or Spike and Rachel?
And if I was a fag... I would be down there hitting on him right now.
Oh,
but he and Evil B is a filmmaker. He wants to be a filmmaker. And the shit that they talk about, I'm there, man. If I was still a bachelor, I'd pack it up and move down there. Or I'd move them up here. One or the other. And we'd put film together.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Filmage.
Man. You should do it. Hook up.
Well, we did. You and I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast, but you and I have talked about possibly doing some sort of a project, a video thing where we script something and we give it to Spike and Rachel to film some scenes, and then we film some scenes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work or not.
What about, it could work. It could work. It could be like a Pulp Fiction thing.
Right.
And then we actually do... like a weekend or something, we fly down there and we just do the parts where we have to actually interact with those parts.
With them, right.
And then
I
that's
see
it.
What you're saying.
Like walking through a Quick Mart or something, a stop and go.
Nice.
To pick something up to eat, you know, and we bump into each other and I drop my eggs and Spike shoots me in the face or something.
Ah, baby. All right, then. So other than that, what else did I do? I went and saw a movie. Did you see any movies?
I did.
What'd you see?
I was walking around, was it Target, I think, and just jumped right off the shelf at me, They Live.
They Live with Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah, so I bought it.
That movie's
awesome.
Oh, no,
I got it from Tower Records.
Tower
Records. It was on sale for $11.99. So I brought it home. I watched it, yesterday? Last night? No, it wasn't last night. Friday night, I watched it. I love that movie. I'm here to kick ass or chew bubble gum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubble gum. He's in a bank. He accidentally stumbles into a bank. And turns around with his sunglasses on, and he could see all the freaky
aliens.
And he says that line, and he just starts blowing them away left and right. I mean, brain matter splattering on the wall, and it's just a fantastic movie.
Did you share that with your son?
No. I watched it by myself. Nobody would appreciate that.
Well, I took the entire family, and this is my son's first movie. He's
really?
A little bit over two. And I showed him some clips on the internets. And he was totally into it.
Of Cars.
Yeah, so we went and saw Cars. Yeah, it didn't last the full 2 hours, though. So I saw bits and pieces of the movie. Because I kept having to haul him out of the theater.
To smack him or something?
Not to smack him, but I definitely did have a talk with the boy, you know?
Son, I'm going to beat the crap out of you if you don't sit still!
Oh, it was more like this. If these other people weren't here, I would kick the living shit out of you.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding, of course. So I didn't see the whole movie, and I thought it was pretty good. I thought... The one thing that impressed me the most about this movie is at the very end they have a race, and these fighter jets fly over the stadium.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, if Pixar was around during Top Gun, Top Gun would have been like 10 times better.
A bazillion times better.
Yeah. Because the shit they were doing, and with the sound and the jets, it was really, really unbelievable, John. But let me tell you about
the
movie.
Let's take a break.
No, I wanted to finish out my Cars review. The lead character, Owen Wilson.
Let's take a break, man.
He's a No. Just let me finish. He ends up in a small town, and I'm not going to tell you how, because I don't know how. I walked out during that part. But when I did come back, he has a crush on a Porsche, this Porsche. And this woman is smart. She's savvy.
Sexy.
And the way he first hits on her, there is no way that she would ever consider him to be a mate.
Really?
In this car universe. You know,
what do you say? You want to fuck?
However, cars fuck
cars
or whatever.
Fuck? Yeah.
Well, the whole, have you seen it yet?
No.
Everything is cars. Even the little bugs are cars. Everything is cars. There's no humans. It's all cars. So I did not believe the love story at all. Okay? Not at all. There's no way that Porsche would be attracted to the hot rod Owen Wilson. No way.
No way.
That's all I have to say about that movie.
Oh, all right.
But I need to see the whole thing is what I need to see. Because it's like maybe an hour or 10. I saw maybe 40 minutes.
Oh, did you hear that?
I did hear that.
That was my neck. That was my neck, dude.
No doubt, John.
Holy shit. That was loud.
Okay, I'm finished now.
Oh, did I interrupt you with my neck crack?
No, it was a great timing because I was finished. I did not buy the love story in Cars.
So you don't give it any Spiny Normans?
No, I thought that some of the shit they did with the racing and I thought the sound was incredible. The sound.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get to see the end, though. I didn't get to see the last 20 minutes.
Oh, see?
I was out beating my kid.
That one of
my... For not knowing how to behave in a movie theater. I mean, he is two, after all. He's two, you know, after all. He should know.
All right, we're going to take a break, okay?
All right, then.
All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.